can't remember. Duke and the Core Center, Nirvana.
Yeah, they're just different different yoga positions and things like that. Nirvana is personal inner peace, and the core is basically getting your chakras lined up and yourself in balance. But because these are the things you've been saying and talking about, it would coincide with, you could word them with what you're using, like reveal center. You know, come to the reveal center, and for our yoga group, and heal yourself, and you know, then you're, by healing yourself, you're not saying that you're going to heal them, but that the group as a whole, and really, it really does. A group of, if I did a yoga with you tonight, not that we're going to, but if I had done yoga with you tonight, I would feel even better than the yoga that I did by myself, because I would feed off of your energy. And when you have a group of people, that energy builds, and everybody's feeling it, if they're in it, everybody's feeling it, and then it grows even more. Yeah. So it extends, and you're revealing yourself, because you've sweat all the toxins out, you've made yourself feel better, you've made yourself feel clean. Even though you're sweaty and sticky, you still feel clean and rejuvenated. And you're revealed because you've cleaned yourself, you know. And once you've learned enough, once a week, it doesn't have to always be a regular people, but you let them know that it's once a week, and you can even have do like a registration process so that you can see how many people would or wouldn't be interested. And you got Facebook too, so. It's not just posting on AO, you can post that on the group on Facebook and reach even some more people.
I think, well, like Facebook's the net. Mm-hmm. AO is more like, what I want to do with AO is, like I said, talking about the affiliate online, is getting the affiliate online.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now AO is, well, what's happening with the network is it's, the people are there, and
yeah.
Interacting,
yeah.
But now getting those contacts. But yeah, no, getting the word out, and yoga group, you know, and new yoga, I don't know how to talk about it, like, because I know we'd be clothing optional, but maybe hot yoga or reveal yoga, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Hot yoga, sweat yoga.
Yeah.
You know.
Hot yoga,
clothing,
actually.
Clothing.
Hot yoga, would, a lot of people would be. Maybe for the wrong reasons, but they would be, oh yeah, it's hot, sweet. And it's like, oh, it's actually just hot.
Yeah. We're actually in a hot loft. Yes.
It's like, this is what? It's like hot in here.
Yeah. But the nude yoga, even the nude yoga that I normally do, that is really invigorating, because even though erotic, it's only erotic because we need labels for it. If you're mature enough, it's not sexual at all. It's a bond. It's two people bonding and feeling each other's energy, the positive energy from one another. Do you know anything about tantric sex?
Not much, except that apparently the duration is longer.
Oh, yes. Well, it's
little
like
grasshopper. It's like,
I'm sorry, I'm.
No, it's okay.
I've been doing it for a long time, but it's like that, where it's a bond. It's not the end result that normal people have sex for the end result. Tantric sex isn't about the end result. It's about two people bonding together and enjoying the intimacy of each other, and the, it's like a spiritual connection, you know, where you're feeding off of each other's positive energy. It's not, even though there's sexuality involved, so not sex, but sexuality movements involved, it's all in how you look at it. If you're open-minded enough to say, okay, this is just a friend that I'm bonding with, then you know, it's beautiful. It really is. The bond between two souls. It's not the human bond, it's the soul bond.
More soul bond.
I think the cat just fell into the zapper. It's a spiritual bond where it's like almost complete trust with each other. You're still respecting each other's space, but you're feeling the bond and the intimacy on a whole entire different plane, a whole entire different level than a human interaction. It's soul interaction, and it's completely amazing. And once you, I think you would really like it. I think you would really enjoy the nude yoga that I do, because you're so well-rounded already. You know what I mean? You've already got that mentality. So you could appreciate the bond that you have with whoever your partner is in the yoga without it becoming sexual. Mm-hmm. It's the human bond, because you're Dela. You would have that understanding. I think you would like it. But the sweat, for everybody else, you know, you could say a hot yoga or sweat yoga, and it's clothing optional. You know, or if some people aren't comfortable at all being around naked people,
they're not meant to be here.
That's right. Well, yeah.
Not saying meant to be here, but yeah, that's not the, well, that's the thing. It's like,
yeah, if you're not comfortable around naked people, then they're not meant to be here. Yeah. Because this is clothing optional. Just because you don't get naked, you still need to be comfortable around naked.
Exactly, because someone else might, you know. Yeah.
And the one clipping that I read on nude yoga was right down your alley on trying to figure out naked yoga, bear yoga, and they chose nude for what the reason I said. We have nude pantyhose as women. So it's not as taboo and quote unquote dirty in society's eyes.
Yeah.
Where naked and exposed and bare have that sort of taboo in society.
Yeah, but negative connotations.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought, well, you know, he'd really like this. It's right down the alley we talked about last night on...
Well, that's it. And I was like, that's why I like nude yoga, but then it would be too exclusive, and I still want to be inclusive.
That's why.
But hot yoga sounds good. Now, hot yoga would also be exclusive for anyone who doesn't like heat, but I got the lock.
But like I said, if you have enough people that are really interested, you could hold two.
No, I have one out in the courtyard.
Exactly. You could have just yoga group and then hot yoga group.
Right.
And this way, that gives them the option. One, you can be nude, or you can have clothes, you can have heat, or you can be outside, you know, and sometimes you can switch it up too, you know. You could do hot yoga and then bring the group downstairs to the trampoline area and a 5-minute meditation out in nature. When you've already revealed yourself and released all those toxins in your body, now you're in nature. You sit on the ground and you allow Mother Nature to take away your pain. The same as a tree does. A tree puts its roots in Mother Nature. Mother Nature nurtures that tree. When you put your roots in Mother Nature, your pain in Mother Nature, Mother Nature will root you and replenish you and help you grow.
I'll have to show you when we go on the tour in the back, because there's a bunch of other things, and I was like wondering, like, you know, with all that land, like, I'm thinking ceremonies is the word I'm coming up with, but I don't know, like equinoxial ceremonies, but spiritual kind of like little, the old growth forest, so you get that, anyways.
I know where, yes.
So, there'll be certain zones and you can kind of feel a certain vibe.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing, obviously, is there's insects a lot, but I don't know if there's a way we could, anyways, if I would take tour groups and we all put some, I don't know, some sort of rub or an oil or something, you know, that keeps insects away out. But,
you know what? You have your phone. When you're out there working, take notes. Turn your phone on. It's Monday, 12 noon, July 10th. Mosquitoes are retarded. Impossible to even, it's just a cloud of skeeters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, August 5th, 1 in the afternoon, not bad. And this way, you can go back and figure out, oh, okay, these are, you know, and keep, I did that for 2 years, like I said last night, when my ex-husband and I were going to homestead, I tracked the weather for 2 years so that I could know when the best time would be for us to go up there so that we could get a garden started and sustain ourselves before the winter, because you don't have up above a 60th parallel, you don't have much of a week,
no,
much of a summer at all.
No to go through either, and yeah.
So, but not that you need to take 2 years, but you could, even starting now, you could, when you're out there cleaning up, you can take notes different times of the day, even take a quick 5-10 minute walk out and take notes different times of the day. The temperature is this. Make sure you note the temperature, the day, the time, and what the bugs are like.
I know roughly, like, once we get August, the nights start getting colder.
Yeah.
And that usually starts affecting the bug population. So I know August is a good month to aim for. There's certain, September can be fairly okay, too, to go into the back.
Mm-hmm.
The same with spring too. Spring, if you're lucky, later April, early June, but it's a crap shot. You never know. Like it'll always swing each season. But
yeah,
I know one of the things is like it'd be nice. I don't know what activity could be done in the dead of summer, like this spot, mid June to mid July. That kind of the peak of summer, I think. See, maybe there wouldn't even be a need. Anyway, tomorrow the tour, I'll show you around.
I was going to say, you might not even need that need in the summer because what you already offer for the summer. Because I was going to say sun worshippers, but you know what? They have that here.
Yeah.
So you already offer that. You could, I'll look up some different ceremonies. I know Wiccan has different solstices and different events throughout the year.
Okay.
To represent the earth and whatever. So, not that you need to go Wiccan. I'm not saying that.
No,
but
to have.
But you can, kind of co-relate to it.
Yeah.
Sort of like your R3.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can kind of co-relate and call it your own. Whatever, even maybe some twilight or later tours, know, things like that.
Yeah.
There's some people who like to be out there, and there's moon worshippers just like there are sun worshippers. So
yeah,
you know, looking into things like that. Like I'll do a lot of research for you too. You know?
Yeah, because I know in thinking about it, maybe the peak season obviously is like, okay, people, you know, the resort, the pool, the sun,
mm-hmm.
you know, works for July, you know, music in the barn for sure.
Yeah.
Really amping that up. But, you know, in the spring and fall, stuff like that, more in the forest, more in the, you know, when it's quieter, I guess, in the season, it's a quieter vibe too. So maybe
the fall is definitely a good time because, as you know, obviously 90% of the insects are gone.
Yeah.
So you can plan things for then, and like the harvest.
Yeah.
That we were talking about.
Yeah, harvest, you know, feast, festival,
mm-hmm.
you know, walks in the forest, big meal thing,
mm-hmm.
barn,
yeah.
a la Viking style, and sorry, I just think it was...
No, that's, go ahead, that's the way you gotta do it. You got to brainstorm, and regardless of how silly it sounds, what you might think is silly may actually turn into a good idea. You know, it's like I said to you last night, like I said to you in the email, there's no such thing as failure.
No, that's it. And I mean, what I like is like whatever event I ever, it's like throwing a party for me. Kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
Like it's like, okay, hey, I'm going to throw a party and this will be a theme, and that's the beauty of it. Like,
mm-hmm.
well, Canada Day, the theme was music, play music, and just, you know,
that's
okay.
Right.
It's a very
yeah.
simple theme, was like...
But you could do something like that in the fall out there. You know what? You could do a drumming for the earth.
Mm.
I'll have to go on my Facebook and see when we do it, but I'm pretty sure it's in the spring, but you could do a drum for the earth, and people bring drums or even just have sticks to tap on the trees, and it's starting to get bigger. It used to be really big before it died off, and it's starting to come back.
Okay.
And it's really just drumming to the earth and appreciation and dancing, and
okay.
you know, it's just so much fun. You can have turn it even into a weekend event where, you know, you could have artisans and things like that.
Well, I mean, that would be something I definitely, you know, getting the R3 bigger would be, didn't have too many of the drum circles.
Mm-hmm.
I did have my, I had my little tablas going and,
mm-hmm.
you know, a circle jammed to open the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
I'm voice recording all this, but
mm-hmm.
no, I don't have the video. I transferred it all to my computer.
Oh.
which is sometimes it's kind of nice to have it all in there, but I want to back it up. But I.
Oh, for sure. You don't want to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's a lot of yeah, you know. Anyways.
But see, you have, because of what you guys stand for, you have so many different avenues to go because you're real. You know, when I came and I seen that you guys were exactly how your father explained you guys were. You guys were like me, and you love the earth, and you believe in sustainability, and, you know, you recycle, and you're not a fake like some other places that are doing things just for the money.
Yeah.
When they come, they see and they hear you talk, and they understand that you really do believe in that. And that really hits home with a lot of people when you're real compared to when you're just doing it for a grant.
Yeah.
You know, then some people are more apt to pay, you know, a little bit of extra or drive, like Mitch, who drives all the way up from Ohio, you know, like me, I drive 8 hours, Mitch drives 17 hours just to be here, and it doesn't even have to be an event, it's just how we feel when we're here. So the more and more that gets out, the more and more that's conveyed, different things might take off because they know you're real with it. You know, your R3 could pick up because, hey, these people really do support this. This isn't just a money-grabbing thing.
Yeah.
They do this every day of their life. Earth Day, hey, you know, let's go to the Grand Marne because they really do this. Instead of going into the city who's just doing it out of obligation,
yeah,
they're doing it because they believe it. You know, like I said last night, it might be just my peace groups, but I honestly, after meeting you guys, I now know that I'm not the only one out there. I'm not the only one out there, so, you know, there's got to be more us,
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, that's it. And I mean, what I would, you know, is like all these the people out there in the groups, you know, not necessarily all have them come here, but start connecting everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason with the network would be another engine of, you know, just, again, a little hub of communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I always see this place as kind of, it's a resort for the scene that people would be in that kind of reality. Like, so say you're living in the mountains, living off the homesteading
mm-hmm.
thing north of 60, right?
Yeah.
Then you want to take a vacation from that.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the comparable thing of in that scene? Well, it would be a homesteading resort,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly, yeah.
So we're, you know, it's that, I guess that way of life,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're a reveal center, but the, for that society, you know, it's like, eventually it'd be nice to have the mainstream society going on it, but you know,
yeah,
you, not everyone will go on that.
Exactly,
you know?
Unfortunately, but
yeah,
but you know, sometimes being the biggest isn't always the best.
No,
because then you get everybody.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like,
you know, if you have those who believe in your causes and believe in your belief of life and sustainability, and you know, everybody is equal and loving each other for each other, not for what you can get off of each other. There's a lot more people coming that way.
Quality over
yeah,
quantity.
That's right. Yeah, and for me, that's the most important thing for me. You know, I will go to a flea market and pay $20 for something handmade that I can buy at the bookstore.
Yeah.
You know, for a dollar. And I'm a miser, so I'm cheap. But for that, because they've put that energy into it.
Yeah.
You know, so that piece of thing that I bought doesn't have the energy from a mechanical being. Got the energy from somebody's human hands taking their precious time to make that as perfect as they can for me. That energy will live in that object for the rest of my life, or until I give that object away. You know, where when something's mass produced, you get the energy of steel and a robot that couldn't care less if you bought the shit or not. They're not getting paid, so what do they? They do their job. And you can look at it that way as the same, where they're going to want real over mass-produced.
Yeah. That's right. Substance is... There's a lot of people looking for substance, and it's kind of scary in a way. It's like, from my point of view, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, when, you know, talking with you or seeing people like Jody and Gary, like, you know, good people, and it's like the fact that it would be almost like a commodity, that
mm-hmm.
being that rare,
mm-hmm.
like, I'd be like, if I didn't have this place, like,
yeah.
I don't know how I would have been raised or what my mindset would have been to say a world as, you know, probably go insane or be depressed, which is why so many people are, you know, are going through so many,
for sure, sweetheart.
You know, anxiety attacks or depressions, or, I mean, that's why people are getting sick, is they're just, it's not sustainable.
That's right. You know, it's, society is pushing us there.
Yeah.
That's the whole problem, because when I was a child, I don't recall hearing about panic attacks. You know, I had one friend at 18 who had agoraphobia. Now, every other person, I have panic attacks. Pete has panic attacks. Like, every other person I know has panic attacks or is confined to their home because of what society has done to us. I've been so silent from society as well as the mistakes in the men I've chosen that I got too afraid to even walk out my own door out of fear of being in trouble. You know, you can't be yourself, where here, I can be myself. I can laugh, I can joke, I can love, I can hug, you know, and nobody says anything. Where in society, you're stopped from doing that.
That's why it's depressing.
It is. You know, it's like I told you, I've waited 20 years for this place. That's a long time. You know, I was 19, 18, when I was introduced to the lifestyle, and then I was silent, because I didn't stay true to myself. That's the problem with society. I allowed myself to be changed to satisfy somebody else's wants for me.
Right.
Now, I am who I am, and if you don't like me, too bad.
You're going to be living a lie otherwise, you know.
That's right.
True to your core, you know.
Yeah.
So if you go against that, I mean, what's the point?
Exactly. Because then what happens to you? You become depressed. You become anxious. You end up with panic attacks because you're no longer you. You get so wrapped up in pleasing everybody else wants and needs that you're just so stressed over.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, I miss somebody's soccer game, or, you know.
Gotta be there at work, or
don't give me a hug because my wife is standing right there, or no, don't give me a kiss because my husband's standing. And you're forever changing who you are for the rest of the world. And then eventually you follow the herd and you step in it.
Yeah. People seem to forget. It's like, obviously there's, you know, when your actions, your way I see it is like, okay, I want to be myself and obviously want to give other people room around me, like in terms of, okay, I won't play loud music at, you know, at 3 in the morning kind of thing, and disturbing, you know, trying to go with the vibe and the flow of things.
Yeah.
That was just, I don't know, is it because there's too many people in one area that, you know, it's impossible to have, you know, their expression? I don't think so. Maybe, you know, but that's...
It's man's greed. In my opinion, it's man's greed, because one man says, I don't like that. And because he has the right to rule us, why, I don't know. I don't remember coming with an ownership.
Maybe the power of having others, you know, enforcing it.
I think my name's Loretta, not Dodger Chevy, but hey, who, you know, maybe I was hallucinating my whole life, but... You know, they do things to suit their own wants and needs. And then, as ruler, they make the rules and say, we must follow their rule, and they eventually strip us of who we are. And then the unfortunate thing about it is 95% of society allows that to happen. You know, when I came here in March, I vowed it was never happening to me again. You know, I would not be silent. I don't care who doesn't like me, who I lose out of my life, what I lose out of my life. I've waited for this and nobody's gonna stop it. You know, I finally, for the first time in my life, I'm being true to myself and I'm loving myself more than I'm loving society. I've never needed to be in a clique. I've never needed to be accepted. I've never cared what anybody thought of me. So why did I allow myself to be silenced for 20 years? And now society wants me to continue doing that until they lay me in my grave? How fair is that to me when I give them the right to be that greedy person? You know, and so the more and more, with all your ideas, the more and more you offer to people with that core revealing center, it'll start to come around. Because more and more people are asking. And, you know, I went through tragedy before I got your father's email, but through those tragedies, I was asking the universe to show me. And that's what you have to do. You have to ask it. And more people are starting to. And you have the ambition and the drive and the idea to draw the people in. You know, it's not going to take overnight. And you kind of seem like me in that area where I got the idea that I want it tomorrow.
Gotta get it out. Time to
pass
it.
Yes. But, you know, just remembering to take a step back and breathe. Don't overwhelm yourself with it. It will fall into place. And by meditating and doing the yoga will help you even more, because then you're not stressing yourself out like the rest of society. You let it come. Take that break and keep yourself grounded. You know, strangely enough, as strange as this sounds, before I used to just sit on the ground when I got too stressed out. Sit on the ground and I would mentally tell Mother Earth that I needed her. She's our mother. She gives us life. Please, now Mom, take this pain from me. I need you to remove it from me. And I just envisioned sending it into the earth. And society shut me up. As long as you stay true to yourself and never ever let society shut you up, you have, what's that cliche, the world's your oyster. You have the chance to bring your dad's vision back to life full force. Because now there's another generation and they're looking, because they're pissed off at the older people who screwed the world up for them. So now they're looking, you know, it's the young people who are screaming, stop cutting down our forests, stop killing our fish in the sea, stop killing our whales. You know, they're the ones that are screaming that they want a new way of life. So when you give it to them, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah, for sure.
I need a little fan here.
Well, I'm thinking I might turn in pretty soon. But before doing that, I was trying to think of Reveal Center. If you were to have to envision what a logo for that would look like. And I was thinking, well, an opening flower, or opening a box, or opening an oyster, and revealing the core,
mm-hmm.
unraveling an onion.
Onions are pretty bitter, so
yeah.
We don't want to use an onion. You could have a lotus flower opening up with a man and a woman in the middle. So the lotus is revealing itself. You decide. And it tells the world that it's man or woman. You know, you can even have different colors and things like that. And that the lotus flower would add a bit of spirituality to it, and possibly attract a few more people because of the spirituality aspect. Excuse me, I'm a smoker and I gotta move. Because, like I said, more and more people are asking and looking for that connection, the human connection. They've missed what they've heard. Well, the 60s is slowly coming back.
Yeah. Well, that was, that's it. It was a good scene
mm-hmm.
from what I hear.
I came at the end of but...
Oh, we're like that, and then something happened. I've wondered for many years, you know.
Yeah.
What happened to all of us?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know, a recoil, or, you know, it's kind of weird how it, you know... I guess it turned into a fashion statement after a while, and then, you know,
yeah.
became, you know, commercialized.
I was gonna
Same with every
yeah.
great idea. Like, if you look at Christianity, right?
Yeah.
The way I'm a secular kind of guy, but I look at, the Jesus story, and I can just imagine, you know, a hippie Jesus kind of guy,
mm-hmm.
just talking peace and love, and just like, hey, why are we doing this to each other? And
yeah.
having the, you know, what he was saying, but then basically his institution of himself becoming an idol, or, you know, institutionalized
yeah.
Christianity, and then, you know, same with, like, see, looking at Elvis, and he's the king now, and he's
mm-hmm.
going to be a religion in another 50 years, you know,
yeah.
kind of thing, it's like, you know,
but it's the same as my dream that I had of this place, where the Grand Barn and the Holy Bible, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe in the Trinity, but I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And you have it here. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Your Father, you, and some other. There is nobody that takes better care of us than your mother. She treats us and knows every one of us far better than any five-star, five diamonds hotel that could do. She takes care of us and watches over all of us. Today she sent breakfast for me because she felt I needed to eat because I hadn't eaten breakfast all week long. Even though I said all I wanted was toast, she felt that I needed more than toast, and she sent more than toast.
Mom
for
says
me.
You need toast. You breakfast.
That's it. But you know what? If you read the Bible, the Holy Ghost is basically the same thing. It tries to keep you on the path. The Father is the Creator. Your Father created the Grand Barn. Son took over and spread his Father's word. Son is taking over and trying to spread his Father's word. I'm not
yeah.
calling you guys gods. I'm saying that in the exact same sense as the Holy Bible, that's how I view the Grand Barn. Because that's what you guys do. And like Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you live by your work. You know, you and your father and your mother, and I'm sorry I leave the rest of your family out, but I don't see them as often as I see you participating. You know, and you try to reach out to everybody. Jesus talked to everybody and anybody that would listen. He didn't say, I can only talk to you because you're a Gentile, or I can't talk to you because you're a Jew. He said, come forth and listen. You know, he saved Mary Magdalene, who was a prostitute. And she cleaned his feet with her hair because she understood and knew what he was all about. Where society wanted to stone her because of her prostitution.
Yeah.
And he said, let him who without sin throw the first stone.
Yeah.
Who can throw the first stone? You know, you guys here give us that say. And I think that's why I had the dream. It's by no means that I think you guys see you guys as gods, but in the same sense, that's how comfortable I felt with you guys. That this is how real and true you guys are to the cause, to what you believe in. Jesus died on the cross because he believes in his Father's word. And he was willing to die on the cross for that word. You know, you guys are willing to die living what you believe in. You're fighting society as best you can. And I think that's why I have, because as God is my witness and on my son's head, I have never, ever compared anybody or anything to the Holy Bible or my Heavenly Father. Never.
No pressure.
It's, you know, but for me, my religious belief is I bow to nobody but God. I wouldn't even bow to Jesus if he was here right now. I bow to nobody but God. But that's how I've seen you guys, because yous reach out to everybody the same as they did. They had no color, they had no age, they had, you know, they didn't care if they were rich or poor. Whoever wanted to hear, whoops, sorry, didn't mean to throw that on you, whoever wanted to hear the word of an easier way of life could listen. And the easier way of life was simply love thy neighbor. Do unto others as you would do unto yourself.
Yeah.
You know, keep my earth clean. It's exactly what you guys believe in.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Can you guys see my shirt, please, honey?
Yeah. It's, that's why with, like, I'm going with humanism as,
thank you.
It's all the,
yeah,
you know, all the core, the foundations of what, you know, the, things like Christianity and a lot of the other good religions that, you know, around that have,
mm-hmm.
you know, that aren't built off superstition and fear and stuff.
Yeah.
That was the word I was trying to get earlier.
Oh, yeah.
like the early religion, I mean, I can see, you know, you're trying to explain the world, but a lot of them were, you know, it became, I guess,
you know what? The early religions weren't even based on superstition. The earlier religions started as man's greed. Christmas. The churches were losing their parishioners, so they changed it from S-U-N to S-O-N, because Christmas is really the solstice of this winter sun. It's not the birth of Jesus. What shepherd's going to be in the fields watching their flock at night in December? I don't know about
that's
you.
That's not where we are.
Jerusalem has winters, so unless they had some pretty good parkas, I'm thinking no. You know, it's all just a money bag. That's why I don't believe in the church anymore. I, you know, I believe in God. But I give everybody the right to call him whatever they choose to call him. I choose to call him God. And other people call him Buddha. And by staying away from the religious theme, that helps too. Because you have atheists out there, you have Buddhists and Muslims, you know, all different types of religions out there.
Yeah.
And when you say everyone's welcome and everyone's free, that's exactly how it is.
But I eventually want to get going is if you want to do like love talks or, well, how he calls it, you know, like when I'm saying discourses, like kind of blogs. So it would be kind of cool to have, like, you know, just, I wouldn't call them sermons, but.
I think have, love talk was a good one.
Yeah. You know, like, just talking about life and self-discovery, group discovery, just talking it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like a good way of, you know. Mostly philosophy, I can really think about it, it's all like thought exercise.
Mm-hmm. But it's freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a right to their own opinion then.
Yeah. Well.
Hang on, I gotta save my toad again.
John, Jeremiah, keep going, come on.
Very bright. I think after four times of being rescued, he wouldn't remember there's four cats here that's willing to eat them.
I wonder if one of them's already found out that they, you know, because I know Precious doesn't go for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or else she would have, you know, definitely, you know, ghost birds, cat, mice, but never seen toads get them.
They're just kittens, so
yeah.
You know, they'd be exploring and they're hopping, like, one of them was chasing flies in the trailer tonight, so, you know, they're just exploring. One taste of a toad, they'd definitely remember.
You're not going to hack up a hairball,
are you? Hairball reason, yeah.
If it's happening, yeah.
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 A lot of mess can't get clean, thank you.
Feel like Roman or something right now. That's what they had.
Yep.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, they were, you know, more functional. Loin, just okay, just sitting around, but.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got, you know, fashion came.
Well, again, it was man's greed and man's jealousy. Excuse me, you know, back in Bible days, every man had more than one wife. And then, I can't remember who it was. I think it was Caesar, who got jealous because he was turned down by a woman and banned adultery and said, that's it, you can only have one woman because he can get one. To the point that he jailed his daughter for having
multiple
lovers just because of his own greed and jealousy, because he couldn't have what everybody else was getting. Well, you know what? Change your personality and you, you know, some people don't like to do ugly people, and that's not, that's not physical, but
no.
You can be the prettiest person in the world and still be ugly.
That's it.
Be the ugliest person on 2 feet and yet be the most beautiful person on the face of the earth. It's all on your attitude and how you treat people, and how you view affect the world.
There's a lot of layers when you think about it. Mm-hmm. I was always thinking, like, you know, in terms of, you know, getting down to the basics, like, we're layered on so many layers, levels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, we wear clothes, we shop at the supermarket, we're inside when it's winter, you know, but we're not, there's no relation to what, and I mean, maybe we're moving away and building our own world and reality, which is, you know, it's fine with technology, all that stuff, but knowing where we come from, it's a good idea to know, kind of, and to also be, well, you know, sometimes there's an ebb and flow of, like, we might not have technology, you know, you might be in a situation where it's just yourself and...
I would give everything I own for that situation.
Mm.
I have always wanted to go back to simpler times. And, when my father was teaching me, I wish I wasn't so bullheaded and listened to him more. Because the simplicity of life that my father led was completely amazing. We spent $50.
You're heading off there, Mitch?
Okay, hon.
Not going to be too far behind.
Yeah, it won't be too far.
There you go. It's getting cold tonight. A lot of heat. Good.
It feels pretty good now. But
yeah. Well, it's not. I mean, it's not that bad.
And it's beautiful now. Just the air is a little cool. That's the only reason I put my shirt on is the air is a little cool.
Yeah.
But
that's it. I mean, like, for me, like, the balance is, like, I see the balance actually here in the sense that, like, the little things, like, information, I always like information flow and learning. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, gadgets, you know, if it's very minimal, I guess.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, as long as, you know, it doesn't require tearing down a forest to make it
so
long. I mean, maybe that is the case, but you know, like, knowledge, I like science, I like learning, and it's, you know, done responsibly, and not being arrogant about it.
Yeah.
You know, there's good ways to grow, and, you know.
Because there's nothing wrong with tearing down the forest. It's when you don't build it back up that you lose it.
Right.
You know, when... I worked with my father as a lumberjack in Kenora. At first, I refused to be a lumberjack. He's like, why? I'm not cutting down my forest. I intend to have children one day, and I would like to see them see this forest. And he had to explain to me that, oh, don't worry about it. We have a second crew that comes in, and once we're done clear cutting, they come in and replant tree and start all over again.
Yeah.
So that, you know, it goes in sections and they let nature take its course and let it grow back.
Yeah, I mean, and that's it. It's a sustainable economy in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, now that we more or less have moved away from paper, that, you know, we have, you know, less, the next hurdle for us is getting off oil and, you know, it's burning stuff.
I'm not too familiar with the different modes of that we can use for fuel and things like that.
Yeah.
But I have heard of different things coming along, and, you know, corn and things like that. People are trying things in their basement of their home.
There's, you know, this is more genetically modified organisms, which, again, that's a very tricky technology.
Yeah.
But there is where you can actually, basically, you grow algae in these big glass tubes that, you know, they trap all the sunlight, and then they can convert it into electricity or, you know, organically.
Yeah.
Or biologically.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what, that, you know, would... That's a kind of a cool thing. Yeah.
Well, that's like the Body Shop. Their water that they use is all recycled naturally through four or five pools, and all they have in the pools is the water plants and fish, and then they gradually take it down where there's no fish, it's just plants, then there's no plants. And the water goes back into their factory to start again. And they've made soap with that water, shampoos with the water they've used. It's their toilet water, everything. And it's all recycled through these five moats.
And that's the body, they have first
it's called
the
body shop. Yeah. Yeah.
They do soaps and stuff. And I mean, I imagine they use less and more natural things.
It's supposed to be, I have never taken a tour, but it's supposed to be all natural and all organic. I did see a documentary on it, and that's how I know about their pond situation, but they had, like I said, four or five concrete slabs with, you know, maybe as big as high as your pool, but rectangle, and they work their way down. They let nature take its course, and the water filters through once it's done, and it goes through the process.
You know, once, you know, if people can reduce their consumption, like, you know, that, like, figure out, okay, basically, you know, for happiest stuff, it isn't toys, it isn't, you know, and kind of minimize consumption.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there'll be less production and less demand for things, but then that will translate into, well, you know, you need less. By needing less, you don't have to produce as much, so that scales back, you know, goes
that's
back
right.
into,
yeah.
you know, and eventually it all kind of settles out eventually. I know, anyways, we're like, you know, we're getting to a point where, you know, the world's getting pretty tiny, and there's a lot of people now, and we got to curb that too, you know, the population growth.
Yes. Yes. Like, China had a good idea, but they started it way too late. You know, they're only allowing so many children now over there. And they're, the unfortunate thing about that is the abortion rate has gone up because as soon as they find out they're not having a boy, they're having an abortion or deliberately causing themselves to miscarry, but but it should be
climbing again.
In Iran or Iraq, one or the other, you can have as many wives as you want, but you must be able to support every wife you have. And if you can't, then you must divorce your wives until you can. Not divorce them, you must let them go free.
Okay.
It's not divorce. You must let them go free to find a new husband who can afford to take care of them.
Okay.
And until you get back to your first wife. And if you can afford five wives, then you can have five wives. If you can afford seven, then you can have seven. But if you should happen to lose your job, then you have to lose some of your wives. Because you can't afford them. You know, if people stopped and thought of that in the sense of children, we wouldn't have so many unwanted children in the world. Because people just don't stop and think. You know, oh, yeah, I'll go out and have an abortion, or oh, I'll give it up for adoption. Because I don't believe in abortion. Well, if you don't believe in abortion, then yeah, shit, protect it yourself.
Because I mean, if you know, you got to find people wanting it for adoption. It's like you're still passing the buck in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's like that's a not a lot of it's a big thing having a kid. And, you know, it's
One of the biggest jobs in the world.
Yeah.
It really is, and if you're not willing to give up your life and your happiness for a child, then a child should not be in your life.
Or if you think that you have to give up happiness by having a child that you lose happiness, you have to figure, okay, what, you know, the reason I'm not having kids yet is I want to get things squared away where I'll be ready.
Yeah.
I guess obviously if an accident happens, I guess I'll go with the flow, but like if having a kid, it'll be something where it's like, I'll be, that's actually a